Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the millennial. The sexy boomer, that's old Scott Robbins.
What happened there?
I was thinking about the 10-year anniversary of you being gone with the heart attacks. That was 10 years ago today.
Yeah, it was. It's so weird when I think about it, but it is 10 years.
We referenced it earlier.
It's a milestone. Yep.
It's just kind of crazy when I think about the whole thing, because you were so close to death and without a pulse for over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was called at home and made it up to the hospital. They still hadn't revived you yet. And you were laying there naked. And I didn't need to see it, but
I apologize for
it
that.
Was like 4:10 in the morning. And you're just walking around. I mean, I was like, where is he? And then all of a sudden, I see all these people working on you. It was just crazy. First of all, that you're alive. Second, that you came all the way back to be able to do the show. It's just, want to recognize
that. You know what? It's and I'm going to have another little surgery done here in a little bit, a few weeks. But it'll be for a valve that has nothing to do with the grafts they put into my heart. So those are fine.
But you'll be out like 10 days?
Yeah, probably 10 days, yeah. A week to 10 days, yeah. I want to get back as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because the last time I was out, I got fired. So I want to make sure that...
That was 9 months later.
I know. It's just in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, are they going to let me go and I'm gone for this thing? You know. So.
I talked to everybody about this.
About getting fired.
And they said, yeah, well, they said 10 days, absolutely. And if he's gone 12, he's fired.
He's fired.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's replaced.
So you better be back. No, that was 9 months before.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't talk.
No, that was a problem in this business.
You can't talk.
A little bit.
Yeah. I had a trach, and when they took that out, my voice was shot, and I had to retrain it. With the help of therapy, you know,
yes.
To retrain my voice and to retrain everything. You went to several of those things with me where you had to do.
We were doing a mock show. I have the recordings of it.
Yeah, and then oh my gosh, and then there were puzzles that I had to put together.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the whole process, right?
Yes.
It was just little stuff to train your brain again.
Well, that, and then with your memory stuff from being out that long.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's something you'll always struggle with to a degree, but it's nothing like it was.
No.
Because it could be, David, within 3 minutes, you could repeat the same story.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
And then you didn't know, should I tell you that you just told me that, or should I not? I don't know.
You know, the one thing
the recovery's been remarkable.
From my hospital bed window, I could see where the radio station was because it was at a downtown facility, the hospital and the radio station, right? So I could see it. And I remember telling them, and maybe you were there at the time, that I was wondering if they could unhook me. I could go to work and come back like a hotel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
just hook me back up. I'm
just
back.
Wheel you down in a stretcher.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me go back to work because I really desperately wanted to come back to work.
Well, the one day we were sitting there and I thought you were really making gains. And all of a sudden you're like, how long are we going to stay in your basement?
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, how long are we just going to stay here in your basement? I'm like, we're in the hospital. What? We are? I'm like, look. That's the interstate, Scott.
Yeah.
Like, there was part of me first, like, what?
I know.
Come on, man, get better.
I know. I had moments like that where I thought it was somewhere else. I thought I had a dog at the time. And I thought my dog was in the bed with me at the hospital and was keeping me awake at night. So I remember telling my daughter, you got to get the dog and get it out of here. I can't have this dog here. You know, she goes, what are you talking about? I said, the dog. I got the dog with me. And it just runs around all night and it can't sleep.
I know.
There's no dog here.
Well, I used to also do this thing where, you know, I would just go random songs that were, you know, on my playlist.
Yeah.
And I remember I thought it was great because I play Deep Purple's Burn.
Yeah.
And you're like, burn. Through the trach. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the next up was Led Zeppelin. And I can't remember if it was Black Dog. It was something from Led Zeppelin 4. It was either Black Dog, Rock and Roll, or Stairway to Heaven. And you didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, how is it possible you know Burn from Deep Purple, but you don't know this classic Led Zeppelin song?
The brain's a weird thing.
It is.
It is a weird thing. You're right, David, because some of the things you bounce around, you swear were true, and they're not.
Yeah.
And they had closed-circuit Catholic TV. It was just a camera that was on, like, where people go to pray and whatever.
Right.
And it was on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I was at service. I was at church service, and I was hearing people, and I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing was bizarre.
Yeah.
So I can really commit crimes and just go, well, I don't know. I can't help it. I thought.
There, you know. There, it's not even on the advice of attorney. You just say, I don't recall.
I don't recall her. I thought the hats were free today. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a weird time. It was a weird time, but it was a lot of rehab, a ton of rehab, and learning how to walk. I couldn't walk either, which I couldn't understand.
I know.
Because I remember thinking, well, of course I can walk. I know how to walk.
Right.
What are you talking about? Try to walk. You can't.
Yeah.
Because I'm flat on my back for 6 months.
Well, then once you got to your home, and you still had the hospital bed at your home.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and you said, when I was up in the hospital, do you ever come up there to the hospital?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking. I'm like, you're joking. No, did you ever come up?
No.
You don't remember me coming up?
No.
Why'd I go there every day?
Yeah, you went there every day. David was up a lot, but you were there every day. And you went to therapy with me. You were a great friend. When I needed one.
Oh, let's not get all sentimental here.
I just want to say that out loud because it's absolutely true. This guy came up every day, and then you came to my house like two or three times a week. We watched Jeopardy together.
It would be amazing, the Jeopardy questions that you would know, and then the ones you wouldn't. It was the strangest thing, man.
I wish I could remember what one, because I was only there for one of the Jeopardy sessions at his house.
Yeah.
And there was one where it was just like, it was just out of the blue. Like, it was such an obvious one. It was one of the, like, for 100, Alex, you know, questions.
Yeah.
And it was
tungsten.
Just booted.
You know, it's
completed. And I was like, no, it's Beauty and the Beast. And he goes, you're right.
Yeah. It's random words.
Hilarious.
Pot roast.
All right. I mentioned we would get to the clip of Trump talking about his house was raided, too. I take it this is about John Bolton.
Yeah, the mustache. He, you know, got his house raided by federal authorities on Friday. And President Trump said, I didn't really know anything about it. But he did share his thoughts on it.
Yes.
I guess his house was raided today. But my house was raided also, called Mar-a-Lago. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes. They went through everything you can imagine. And when she came back, she looked, she said, she's very neat, you know, she's meticulous. And she looked and she said, whoa, this wasn't the way that she had it. So, you know, so I know the feeling. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah. And I don't even think this is a what comes around goes around situation. We'll see.
No, well, this investigation started during the Biden administration.
Yeah. And then called off, back on, and everything else. Yeah, it was crazy. We'll get to that clip later. That's the South Korean president. They need an interpreter.
Yeah.
They have one. Yes. He's basically telling Trump, man, how about peace with the Koreas? Because you're bringing peace everywhere. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Glad you said it was Korean because I was having a flashback moment. Like,
yeah, all of a sudden Scott's like tungsten, peanut butter and jelly, Cinderella.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. Sorry,
snow tires.
Dude.
Snow tires.
Oh, it's that time we go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story here?
New York City is probably going to be electing a communist to be its next mayor. But now there's a new contender. By the way, before we go on, there was like a Men's Day thing in New York. Did you see the video of Zoran Mamdani trying to bench press 135?
Yes.
Yeah. And he just can't. He does like two reps with help.
Why would you do that if you're
a man? I don't know.
You should never do that.
Possibly gain by that.
No.
Eric Adams,
that's a terrible look.
Eric Adams put out a post saying, calling him Zoran Mom Scrawny. Now, I think, like, because Eric Adams actually can lift a little bit. I mean, he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Cuomo tries to dunk on him, and it's like, Andrew, that's not your thing. Okay?
What'd he do?
Well, he went after him for, like, he's weak and all that stuff, but then didn't back it up by saying, well, I can lift more than you. I mean, in the end, it doesn't really matter what you can bench press. It's just his ideas are terrible.
Maybe he goes over to Chris's house, though, and works out. You know, we know Chris is a big iron thrower.
He is.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's throwing those plates around all the time. Anyway, a Cuban-born businessman named Joseph Hernandez talked to Fox Business. He's getting into the race.
Oh, interesting.
I came from socialism. I came from communist Cuba. I know what this thing looks like, and I know what it feels like. I came here at the age of 7. We were
I was living there for the first 7 years of my life. My father became a political prisoner. He wasn't a fan of communism, and of course that doesn't work very well when you oppose the government. So he was thrown in prison, given a 7-year sentence after like a 2-minute trial. He developed encephalitis in prison, and after a 9-month coma, the communists thought it was a good idea to just get rid of him. So we ended up here in America, my dad, a disabled guy, washing dishes, and my mom cleaning homes, and 4 kids. And, you know, my parents taught us a very good lesson. They said, look, you've now been adopted by this amazing country. You have a responsibility to work hard, to get educated, to change the world. And then at some point in your life, you're going to be asked to stand up for this country and do something wonderful, something meaningful to repay back to this society that gave us so much. And this is my time to stand up, and that's what I'm doing.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That is refreshing.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll vote for him.
You can't.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah. This isn't a fever dream anymore, Scott.
Not Chicago either, is it?
What do you got for your stories, Scotty?
I don't know if you guys remember, but do you guys remember the Flat Stanley thing that kind of was going around in the 60s and up in through the 90s, where they created this character out of paper mache or whatever called Flat Stanley, and then somebody from the school would take it somewhere on vacation and take pictures of it. And
then you'd mail it to another school.
Right, mail it to another school, and the whole thing would start all over again. Yeah.
Now I feel like I went some through. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, really. Take pictures and then they share it. They share the Flat Stanley and all the pictures and all that stuff. Yeah. It's still going around.
Yeah, it still does it, but I remember it being fairly prevalent.
Okay.
But much like that little elementary school thing we used to do, now they've got dildos at games and other places. Their pig pictures are being taken everywhere. It made its way to a preseason NFL game, if you remember.
Yeah.
It was, by the way, it was also assault and weapons charges have been filed against it. But this time, the not-so-flat Stanley decided to go down to Atlanta for the next stop, which was a green one hitting the PGA Tour at East Lake.
I saw a video of this earlier today.
It's being described in this article as the rubber people pleaser. Is becoming a regular Renaissance sports fan. Baseball, football, or basketball, football, and now golf. So what's next? I don't know. India, cricket match? I'm not sure where it ends up next. But it will end up somewhere. The PGA, by the way, wasted no time in getting rid of that thing and getting it off the course. Some poor schmuck with a polo shirt on and a walkie-talkie had to kick it off the course.
Yeah, he wasn't going to touch it.
I have a hazmat suit on to come out and remove it.
Yeah, I thought it would have been great if someone with a trick shot would have used it as a tee instead of ball on top of it to take a driver. Boom!
That would have been cool. Incorporated into the golf game itself. Yeah.
Yes, thought that would have been funny. For my story, I'll make it quick. Maze Moore, follow him on X, David, from your recommendation. And last week, Abby Phillip on CNN. I mean, she always has a terrible week ratings-wise. It's in the tank. Mm-hmm. But just bad take after bad take. And he did this whole montage of, you know, she talks about, well, these are the facts. These are the facts.
Oh, gosh.
How often she gets the facts wrong. So you'll hear her statement and then the actual fact to correct her.
It's clear as day. The FBI put out statistics. Crime is going down. You don't have to twist the facts.
The FBI quietly comes out with this new data that shows actually violent crime is up 4.5% during that time frame.
So there was one. Do you want one more real quick?
Of course I do.
Okay, here's another. Roll
the
it.
Only person making an accusation that people are not getting what they've asked for is Trump, falsely claiming that the administration is withholding resources because of political affiliation. That is just famous. Not as true.
Well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is facing major backlash after confirming reports that a supervisor ordered disaster relief workers to avoid homes with Trump yard signs.
Oh! So that was two. Okay, real quick, the third one. Here it is.
There's actually not any evidence linking any of Hunter Biden's wrongdoings to Joe Biden.
You are incorrect.
You think that Biden would actually pardon Hunter Biden, despite him saying pretty...
Yes, as a father, he would.
No.
He's going to get pardoned by his dad. There's no question about that.
The president has ruled out pardoning his son.
Breaking news. President Biden has just pardoned his son.
Like, what? You could go on for a while with that. Man. Pretty funny. All right, we got to get to a news update. And Nimrod's in the news. Coming up.